Welcome to a special edition of Radio or Not. I'm Nicole Sandler, coming to you from Miami, Florida. You'll have to pardon my lack of voice today as I've been battling with bronchitis and possible pneumonia for about 3 weeks now. It actually started just shortly before Hurricane Katrina hit us here in South Florida. As the week went on, I watched the devastation that Katrina brought to the Gulf Coast. I worked in radio for 26 years, and during that time, I felt like I contributed in some way, both with disseminating information and with the music, because music does help. Well, since I've been out of radio for over a year now, I felt extremely helpless over the last week or so. And aside from the donations I've made and what little I can do as one person, I still felt this need within me to do something more. So, doing what I do best, I decided to put together some music and some information and get it out via the Radio or Not podcast. So, if you're listening to this episode because you're a subscriber to Radio or Not, I encourage you to visit the website at radioornot.com, where you'll find lots of links to different organizations that are there helping in different ways. If you found me through the blog, through radioornot.com, well, please spread the word about the podcast. Share this with some of your friends, and hopefully we can join in and make a difference. While you're listening to the songs I've put together, if you're so inclined, you might want to pick up the phone and call 1-800-HELP-NOW and donate to the Red Cross, or 1-800-SAL-ARMY. And donate to the Salvation Army. We'll get the music started with a song that's almost prophetic in a sad, surreal sort of way. It's from Jackson Browne's Light from the Sky album, Before the Deluge. It's Radio or Not.
Children cry. Let creation
That's Jackson Browne before the deluge on this special Hurricane Katrina relief edition of Radio or Not. And I had to play that because although it was not obviously written specifically for this occasion, but my non-scientific background and common sense tells me that if our government keeps ignoring global warming and keeps abusing the earth or allowing policies that abuse the earth the way they do, this is only the beginning of the disasters that we're in store for, and what kind of world are we leaving for our kids? All right, that's it for my politics for today. The rest of this, enjoy the music and help out if you can. We'll continue paying tribute to the states most affected, and this one from Randy Newman. It's Louisiana, 1927.
Start to rain. Rained real hard to rain for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away, all right. River has busted through, clear down to Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. President Coolidge come down in a railroad train with a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. President say, little fat man, isn't it a shame what the river has done? poor cracker's land. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Struggle and restrain. well, all boxed in, nowhere to escape. City's just a jungle, more games to play. Trapped in the heart of it, trying to get away. I was raised in the country, I've been working in the town. I've been in trouble ever since I set my suitcase down. Got nothing for you, I had nothing before. Don't even have anything for myself anymore. Sky full of fire, paint on down. Nothing you can sell me, I see your ground. All my powers of expression and thoughts so sublime could never do you justice in reason or rhyme. Only one thing I did wrong, stayed in Mississippi a day too long. There are the devils in the alley, mules in the stall. Say anything you wanna, I have heard it all. I was thinking about the things that Rosie said. I was dreaming, I was sleeping in Rosie's bed. Walking through the leaves, falling from the trees, feeling like a stranger nobody sees. So many things that we never will undo. I know you're sorry, I'm sorry too. Some people will offer you their hand and some won't. Last night I knew you, tonight I don't. I need something strong to distract my mind. I'm gonna look at you till my eyes go blind. Well, I got here following the Southern Star. I crossed that river just to be where you are. Only one thing I did wrong, stayed in Mississippi a day too long. Well, my ship's the splitters and it's sinking fast. I'm drowning in the poison, got no future, got no past. But my heart is not weary, it's light and it's free. I got nothing but affection for all those who've sailed with me. Everybody moving, if they ain't already there. Everybody got to move somewhere. Stick with me, baby. Stick with me anyhow. Things should start to get interesting right about now. My clothes are wet, tight on my skin. Not as tight as the corner that I painted myself in. I know that fortune is waiting to be kind. So give me your hand and say you'll be fine. Now the emptiness is endless, cold as the clay. You can always come back, but you can't come back on the way. Only one thing I did wrong, stayed in Mississippi a day too long.
That's Bob Dylan and Mississippi, a song he wrote and actually gave to Sheryl Crow to record before he ever did, and then finally did it himself and released it on his Love and Theft CD of a few years back. Mississippi followed Alabama, Neil Young, and Louisiana, 1927, Randy Newman. I hope you got to see him on the telethon that aired on pretty much every network and most of the cable channels as well. It's interesting, today, the day I'm recording this Radio or Not episode, happens to be September 11th, the fourth anniversary of one of the worst days ever in American history. I remember the telethon that was put together in just about 2 days after that. It was probably TV's brightest moment ever. And here we are again, doing what we can to help. I put together some music honoring the states most affected by Katrina, and put together a list of organizations and websites and phone numbers where you can go to help out. One of the best offerings comes from Craigslist. In case you're not aware of Craigslist, check it out, craigslist.org. And they have a listing for just about every city. It's all free. And people just sort of, in a grassroots manner, started going onto the New Orleans and the Craigslist sites for the surrounding areas and offering their homes and their money and rides and help. If you go to neworleans.craigslist.org, there's tons of information there and lots of ways you can help out as well. So do check that out, and we'll get back to the music now and pay tribute to the city of New Orleans. It's Arler Guthrie on Radio or Not.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Dealing card games with the old men in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor.
And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a
bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues. Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my, oh. me gotta go, pull a Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, sweetest one, me or Maya. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete mio. Pick it tall, feel through jaw, and Miguel. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dressed in style, go hog wild and be gale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete mio. Pick it tall, feel through jaw, and be gale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
That is Fats Domino, Jambalaya on the Bayou, on the special Hurricane Katrina relief edition of Radio or Not. Fats Domino had decided to ride out the storm. He didn't want to evacuate, and soon after, obviously, his family didn't know where he was. They set up a website pleading for his rescue, and then his daughter, Karen, identified her father in a picture taken by a New Orleans Times-Picayune photographer being helped from a boat by an emergency rescue crew. Well, he was sent to the Superdome along with thousands of other people, and that's where he was reunited with his wife and their two daughters and son-in-law. After that, they wound up sharing an apartment with about 20 people, the apartment of LSU quarterback Jamarcus Russell. He's since moved on from there. So Fats Domino is safe and alive now, but homeless like thousands and thousands of other people. His quote was, "It was God's will, that's all I know. I'm worried about all the people in New Orleans. Tell them I love them and I wish I was home with them. I hope we'll see them soon." Fats Domino. We heard from Dr. John with Ico Ico and Arlo Guthrie, the City of New Orleans. I'm Nicole Sandler, and as I said earlier, I decided to do this special edition of the Radio or Not podcast just to do something. Not having a radio outlet anymore sort of leaves me with that helpless feeling, like I know there's something more I could be doing, so consider this one of my contributions. On the website at radioornot.com, I've got a list of links, places you can go to help out. One other thing not to forget about are all the animals. Lots of dogs and cats and pets were just abandoned because, well, the places that people were evacuated to wouldn't allow animals. So there are lots of animals showing up wandering the streets. You can go to bestfriends.org or ASPCA.org and help out there. Got lots of other links, as I said, on the website. A company that I've just begun working with has an initiative called Nourish the Children, and they sent truckloads and truckloads, or boatloads, I suppose, of food to the tsunami victims. They've been feeding children in Africa for years, and now they have a big program set up to help the hungry kids affected by Hurricane Katrina. And if you go, again, to the website at radioornot.com, you'll see a link to Nourish the Children. So if you can help out there, please do. Another way, if you've got young children and they're asking questions, I know my daughter has decided when her tooth falls out, which is close, she's going to give her tooth fairy money to the hurricane victims, which made my heart very warm. But there's a website called kidshelpout.org. And there's lots of ways to get the kids involved there as well. All right, I'm going to leave you with one final song today on Radio or Not. This is my wishes to everyone affected by the storm. It's from the Kinks, Better Things. I'm Nicole Sandler. Thanks for listening. It's Radio or Not.
All the verses rhyme, and the very best of choruses too.